History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are your memories of working with Hulk Hogan when he was in Buffalo?
Well, first off, he was obviously bigger than life, both physically and his reputation. He was such a gentleman with us. He was an admirer of the great Ilio DiPaolo, and was a big benefactor for us to raise funds for the Ilio DiPaolo Scholarship Fund. The WCW came into town over 6 years and held events. The first original event was at Memorial Auditorium and then at the arena. And the Hulkster was a big supporter and great friends of the DiPaolo family.
How much larger than life was Hulk Hogan as you met and worked with him?
Well, everybody looks bigger on television, but when you met Hulk in person, he was a big man. Obviously, great physique, and he was soft-spoken when you met him in person. He wasn't the persona that you would see on television for the events. Soft-spoken guy, great guy, a great friend to many people that, friends with members of the Buffalo Bills, members of our community. He brought a lot of the greats to town, such as Randy Savage, the Macho Man at the time, Diamond Dallas Page, Sting, and the like. You know, the WCW was on top, and Hulk jumped from the WWF to the WCW, which was a huge story in the world of pro wrestling at the time.
How big of an impact did Hulk Hogan have on professional wrestling?
Hulk Hogan was the biggest thing in professional wrestling since Bruno Sammartino. He became the face of pro wrestling, and of course, his career was kicked off nationally when he appeared in Rocky III and fought, Rocky in the ring, the wrestler versus the boxer. I'm sure everybody remembers that great scene. And he did physical damage to Sylvester Stallone in the filming of that movie. But he became huge in the 80s. And, although his career dipped from time to time, he had some personal issues. His family was in a reality series. And then he became involved with politics and supported our president of the United States.
What do you think will be Hulk Hogan's lasting legacy, not just on pro wrestling, but all of pop culture?
Well, I think you can't talk about the 80s and 90s without Hulk Hogan being right up there at the top of the list. His, not just the memorabilia that was involved with his career, but the toys and the posters and the headbands and the tank tops and everything you could buy with the Hulkster on it. He was a master in marketing, and it's amazing. He went, as you often say about so many people, he went too soon. I know he was just kicking off a new amateur wrestling series with Eric Bischoff, the old CEO of the WCW. So Hulk was still, he had some health issues lately, but I think it's a shock to everybody that he passed.
And Hulk Hogan's impact on pro wrestling, you said he was the face of pro wrestling like Bruno Sammartino was a generation earlier.
Oh, absolutely. Now, some may say he technically wasn't the greatest wrestler as far as certain moves and whatnot, but the show that he put on, that match between him and Andre the Giant in, an arena with 70,000 people was the biggest thing that pro wrestling had ever seen, a pay-per-view event. Hulk knew how to sell it, and that's why the fans loved him. He was the fans' hero. Even when he was the bad guy for a while, he played the heel. The people loved to hate him. So Hulk was, whatever he did, he was bigger than life.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.